is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First today, according to the Dallas Morning News, a Fort Worth police officer shot and killed a woman inside her home early Saturday after a neighbor reported the front door was open, police said. A Tatiana Jefferson, age 28, died about 2:30 a.m. in a home in the 1200 block of East Allen Avenue, according to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office. Police originally said Jefferson lived at the home, but the medical examiner said she lived in Dallas. Relatives told KXAS-TV, NBC5, she was in the home with a nephew. Neighbor James Smith told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that he was sorry he had ever called the police. "I'm shaken, I'm mad, I'm upset, and I feel it's partly my fault," he told the newspaper. "If I had never dialed the police department, she would still be alive." Two officers responded to the neighbor's call within minutes and began searching outside the home. Fort Worth police released body camera footage that shows the officer who opened fire moving around the home, looking through a door and entering what appears to be the backyard with a flashlight. At the 1:34 mark in the video, the officer in the yard spins toward one of the home's windows and yells, "Put your hands up, show me your hands," before shooting into the window, all in less than 3 seconds. In a statement issued Saturday afternoon, Fort Worth police said the officer perceived a threat and fired. Officers found a firearm when they entered the bedroom, but it's unclear whether Jefferson was holding the weapon when she was shot. Second today, according to Christian Post, Bishop Morphin L. Sapp on Sunday appointed Rory Marshall as the incoming senior pastor of Lighthouse Full Life Center in Grand Rapids during a celebration of the church's 16th anniversary. At Sunday's worship service, Sapp also led the congregation in a ceremonial burning of its mortgage, as the church is now debt-free. "This will allow Marshall to focus on preaching, teaching, and outreach," the church said in a statement to the Christian Post. The 32-year-old new senior pastor was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and his father, Rory Marshall Sr., was a pastor in the city and one of Sapp's early mentors. The family moved to Chicago when Rory Jr. was 12. Marshall will relocate from Illinois, where he was a staff pastor at the Powerhouse Chicago under the leadership of Archbishop William Hudson III. He will start leading worship at Lighthouse Full Life Center sometime in November. Third today, according to the Associated Press, Magic Johnson might actually miss the Los Angeles Lakers if he wasn't always checking up on them. Johnson quit as the team's president of basketball operations at the end of the last season, leaving him out of the gym, but not out of the loop, as Los Angeles opened training camp. "I'm working like I'm still there anyway," Johnson said, laughing. "I talk to them all the time. It's crazy how I'm still with them without being there physically." Without the daily grind of management to restrain him, Johnson has spent the months without basketball traveling with his family, tending to his thriving business interests, and giving time to his church. He's still advising. Johnson recently consulted with his bishop at West Angeles Church of God in Christ on the sale of some of its properties. The deal will help the church build its family life center for its nearly 20,000 weekly attendees. The West Angeles Church also paid the mortgage on its cathedral with the sale and was able to establish a financial reserve. Johnson and his family have been members of the church led by Bishop Charles E. Blake for years. It's a tremendous accomplishment itself that an African-American pastor, a bishop, can say to us as a community and congregation that we own our church. "I think what you'll see is that others will follow," Johnson said. "From that sale, we're able to build our family life center. So many community services will be established because of the family life center. When he asked me to help out, I was very willing to do that and to advise him and the other members that he chose to make sure they were making the right decisions and moves." Fourth today, according to Politico, former Defense Secretary James Mattis said ISIS will resurge in Syria in his first public comments following President Donald Trump's withdrawal of troops from the region. I think Secretary of State Pompeo, the intelligence officers, the foreign countries that are working with us, have it about right that ISIS is not defeated. We have got to keep the pressure on ISIS so they don't recover, Mattis said in an interview on CBS News' Meet the Press set to air Sunday. Mattis' warning comes after Trump announced last week that the U.S. will move special operation teams away from the Syrian border as Turkey launches an offensive against Kurdish forces. The Kurds have long fought alongside the U.S. against the Islamic State in the region. You can pull your troops out, as President Obama learned the hard way, out of Iraq, but the enemy gets the vote, as we say in the military. And in this case, if we don't keep the pressure on, then ISIS will resurge. It's absolutely a given that they will come back, Mattis continued. Fifth today, according to NBC News, rescue crews dug through mudslides and searched near flooded rivers for missing people after a typhoon caused serious damage in central and northern Japan, killing as many as 35 people. Typhoon Hagibis, which hit Japan's main island on Saturday, unleashed torrents of rain and strong winds that left thousands of homes flooded, damaged, or without power. Kyoto News Service reported Monday that the typhoon killed 35 people and that 17 more were missing. Authorities warned of more mudslides with rain forecast for the area. Some muddy waters in streets, fields, and residential areas had subsided, but many places remained flooded. Public broadcaster NHK said 14 rivers across the nation had flooded, some spilling out in more than one spot. The Tokyo Fire Department said a woman in her 60s was accidentally dropped 131 feet to the ground while being transported into a rescue helicopter in Iwaki City in Fukushima Prefecture, a northern area devastated by the typhoon. Sixth today, according to the NPR, Simone Biles is the greatest gymnast of all time, or any time in history. She proved that Sunday at the World Championships, where she raked in her 24th and 25th world medals, both gold. Biles, age 22, took home 5 of the 6 golds to be won in Stuttgart, Germany, winning the top of the podium in team composition all around and vault, in addition to 4 in beam. On the uneven boards, she took 5th. Combining skills of unprecedented difficulty with flawless execution, Biles surpassed Belarusian Vitaly Shorbo's record 23 war medals he won in the 1990s. Biles beamed as the 5 golds adorned her neck, and those 25 medals she's collected from the waltz? It's older than my age, so I'm pretty thrilled with it, she said. Seventh today, according to the New York Times, Coco Gauff put her hands on her face in disbelief, then pumped her arms in triumph on Sunday, celebrating the one thing her breakout season had been missing, a singles title. Gauff, age 15, won the Upper Austria Ladies Lents, an indoor WTA tournament in the penultimate week of the tour's regular season, beating the 2017 French Open champion, Jelena Ostapenko, 6-3, 1-6, 6-2. The title made Gauff the youngest WTA singles champion in 15 years, since Nicole Vedasova won 2 WTA subtitles in 2004, also as a 15-year-old. I'll definitely remember this moment for the rest of my life, Gauff said on the court as she held her trophy. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you, He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Poland ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.